possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It is a very special edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX as we have our soccer showcase. It is being brought to you by a number of folks, including Together Credit Union, Michelob Ultra. We are glad to be with you alongside of Jen Cease. I'm Matt Pauley. Our special guest is going to be with us in just a moment. But Jen, I missed the first one of these, but here I am. You're here, and it's fun to be able to do these type of events once again.
It was a good time. Last week, we had our location with Jake Girdwood Reich at the South County location off of Lindbergh, and it was a great turnout. It's a new development, a new Hot Shots development there. So they still have work to do there, and of course the Wentzville one, there's always tons of fans that show up, so these are a good time.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to do this evening, especially if you're out on the western part of the St. Louis metro area, come on out to Wentzville and the Hot Shots here. This is a really big location. The wait staff here is fantastic. They're ready to take care of you. Come on in. You can get yourself a Michelob Ultra. You can meet who we're just going to talk to here in just a moment, Jay Reed of City SC. When we get done talking with him, he's going to go sit at another table and sign autographs, take photos and everything. So great opportunity for you. Bring the kids out to meet them as well. So we always love being able to do these soccer showcase events. So without any further ado, let's welcome on to the program. He is from City SC. He is Jay Reed. Jay, thanks for coming out and doing this today.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad we're talking to you after arguably the best performance of the year from the team this past weekend. Yes. A really good all-around, start-to-finish, top-to-bottom performance. I got to think everybody feels pretty good coming off that match.
For sure. You know, it's a very talented team, and it's very good to see us finally clicking. You know, we hope to keep it going.
You know, it's one of those things that we've talked about all season long, right? When it comes to yourself with your injury, other players who've been injured, it's hard not only for a player to find their stride, but a team to find its stride when you're constantly having people go in and out. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because you had your personal journey of recovering, but also, as you know, when players come back and it's not you recovering, it kind of puts a hitch in your step. It doesn't allow for that flow.
So for sure, you know, it's always ups and downs. And, you know, just like how you said, you have your personal journey. You have ups and downs in that. I got injured. I had to come back and I had to fight for my spot again. Same thing, you know, internally with the team. You know, we've had a different coach the first half of the year, and now we're with David Critchley. And you know, the guys saw from the last game we played, you know, things are finally seeming like they're turning around in a positive direction. So, you know, it's just about, you know, taking time, and it's about having patience with one another, you know. Not everything is going to be perfect by tomorrow. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's just about, you know, persistence, and it's about consistency every single day and building a winning culture in a winning environment.
It is a lot easier to have success and to thrive when there's kind of steady waters. There hasn't been steady waters, whether it's been injuries, the coaching change, all that sort of stuff. What does it take for you and your teammates to go find that success even when so much has happened individually and from a team perspective over the last year or so?
So you talk about steady waters. I feel like sometimes with steady waters, you can just see, you're only seeing a little bit of what happens, you know? In steady waters, yeah, teams thrive, but you don't see the part where teams go through a growth period where it's very, very rocky and it's rigid water, you know? And I feel like right now that's the period that we're going through. We're not in our steady water phase yet, but we're in the rigid phase where, you know, maybe after a couple months, maybe next year, we're going to turn this whole thing around, you know? So it's just waves. It's waves. Right now, you know, we're not in our best form, but I can tell you we're on the right track.
Well, underscore that, I think it was Dale Schilly, St. Louis City Academy Director. He's now assisting with City 2. He'll be one of our guests on this show. When you're busy signing autographs, made the last game, talked about how Nashville went through this. This is a team that City just beat. They're third in the Eastern Conference. Nashville went through the same thing. They were ninth.
Exactly.
They weren't performing well. And then they decided to bet on finishing out the rest of the season as best as they could and build for the next one. And one of the other things that he said is that you don't necessarily... Bradley Carnell said this back in year one. You don't always see what's wrong when the results are showing. It's like when you're winning, it feels good. You're not really looking. But what can losing or not, you're tying, whatever that looks like, what can the those things that don't go your way, what does that give you over the results?
So it definitely, I'm not going to lie, I think it gives you more, you know. Winning is definitely better, but long-term development, I think losing definitely has its place. And I feel like losing gives you that clarity as a team. Because now we can really dissect the film and we can see, okay, we need to do this better. Or we can look in our day-to-day. Is everybody showing up on time? Is everybody giving 100% effort in trainings, you know? Are we treating each other with respect? Are we encouraging towards each other? So I feel like losing just highlights a lot of the things that are not yet perfect, you know? And I feel like that's kind of what we're going through right now. And, you know, it's you know, we want to be winning, but just know that we're doing the best we can right now in the situation that we're getting.
Is there a line on that, though? Because if you're just getting beat down on an every week basis and you're doing all these things right and you're not seeing something, at some point, I would have to think it's hard to keep pushing, but then you have a result like you had this past weekend, and it's okay, you see a result. Even if stuff doesn't look great moving forward, you're able, do you have to have those small wins or big wins with just a win period as you go through this process?
Well, yes, 100%. You know, like you said, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy grinding week after week and, you know, not getting the result that we want. But, you know, a moment like last week against Nashville where we finally got a taste of success, that adds more fuel to the fire. Where now we're even more motivated every single day to be better so that we can feel that more and more.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
What's that feeling? And again, it's a kind of a one-day moment, but when things haven't gone so well, when you walk into that locker room and you just had, you can feel really good about what you and what the team did. What does that moment feel like when you do get to taste that?
It's just a rewarding feeling. Like, it's just fulfillment. That's probably the best way to say it. You know, fulfillment, knowing that our hard work is paying off.
Okay, I would say it differently. I would say, I told you so. I would look out that nice picture you guys all took after the game, which was so great. And you guys are usually so humble and gracious. I was thinking, if I was in there right now, I'd be like, see, I've been telling you, things were going to go our way, and we were going to get the result. But it is one of those things. I remember when David Critchley took over, and he really grasped onto it. It's not a number that we don't know about, but Critch hung on to field tipped. Talked a lot about field tipped. Is getting a small, whether it's that or another number to aim for, kind of helpful at least to aim at that rather than this big picture of how many wins we got to get?
100%. You know, like our coach David Christian spoke about it, you know, he speaks to us about field tilt as well. And we noticed certain trends where the more field tilt you have over the course of the 90-minute match is the more likely you are to win the match. You know, it's not guaranteed.
Sure.
But we want to have all of our ducks in a row, you know? We want to do as much as we can. If possession means that we're going to win the game, we want to have more possession. You know, it's just about hitting those little ticks. And, you know, the more and more ticks we can cover over 90 minutes, is the higher the chance that we can win a game.
I do a lot of baseball stuff, and the advanced data is a big part of baseball. I I bluntly don't know how much that is involved in the game of soccer. How much do you guys look at advanced numbers and things like that as you do get ready?
Man, a lot. A lot. Like, we even know, like, there's certain parts of the field where, you know, you can it's a higher chance of scoring a goal, higher chance of getting assists. You know, I say our coaches are very, very good at what they do, you know?
Yeah, there is a lot of, like, some of them make, honestly, just a lot of logical sense, right? Mm-hmm. So if you say field tilt, you talk about the fact that you're in the other team's defensive end more than they're in yours. But logically, that makes more sense. But sure enough, the numbers dial in. Is there a stat that, like, has ever surprised you over your years? Or, like, maybe went against what you thought?
Well, a stat that surprised me was, it's called post-XG. Post-XG.
Post-XG.
Yeah, post-XG.
Oh, that's Lord. We're going to have a bunch of people talking about post-XG now.
Yeah. It's how accurate your shot was, you know, after you hit it.
Okay.
You know, it's a chance of it going in after you hit it, you know? And XG is more like the angle of the shot.
Yeah.
So that had surprised me the most because I didn't know what that was before. But, you know, you learn new things every day.
I got to do some studying.
But sometimes I think about when the team was really going well at the beginning under Bradley Carnell. It wasn't about possession. The other team would possess a lot more, but then it was picking and choosing spots. So for some teams, you might say possessing the ball is a very, very important part of having success. But if that's not your style, it may go in the other direction. So there's some discernment that goes along with these numbers as well.
Yeah, so I feel like every coach has their own philosophy. You know, Bradley Carnell's philosophy was pressing, winning the ball high up the field, turning it over, and going to goal right away. And now with David Christie, it's a bit different. You know, it's a bit more possession. You know, we want to bring the fans a very good game. You know, that's the main key, and we want to win while we do that. So his focus may be a bit different from Bradley Carnell's, but, you know, the same objective is to win.
Yeah, there is that different, and you find it all the way down into youth levels, too, of where I personally, I'm still a fan of teaching a lot of good possession at young ages. That's just me. But, yeah, you have other coaches who, you know, spend this amount of time on defense, this amount of time on offense. I think you're right. It feels like Critch wants a little bit more of a balance between. I felt going in that he wasn't super big fan of low possession.
Yeah.
Sure enough, that's creeped up over time. Has there been anything else? I mean, it doesn't even have to be a tangible stat per se. I also feel like your guys' practices are a little different. Like, they're not run that differently, but the spirit's a little different.
Yeah, the spirit's different. I think the spirits are high. You know, it's a group of guys who trust the direction that the coaches are leading us into, and now we just have to buy in, and we have to just carry out the coach's philosophy. But I think the spirits are very high.
I don't even totally know how to ask this question, so Jen, you can choose words for me after I say it if you want. But before the coaching change, with all due respect, at times, the aesthetics of the game was not entertaining that you were playing, and you just talked about providing a good, entertaining version of soccer. Since the coaching change, I think you guys have been exponentially more entertaining, win, lose, or draw. It's been noticeable. When you're out on the field, do you know when you're playing a style of soccer that is more entertaining to fans, if that makes sense?
So, yeah, you know, I feel like you can definitely tell when you possess the ball more versus when you make more turnovers and you're not really playing as a team cohesively, you know. So yes, to answer your question, yes, we can tell when, you know, we're entertaining fans or when we're, you know, the opposite.
We are at Hot Shots in Wentzville. We're having a fun conversation right now with Jay Reed from City SC. And I would love for you to stop on by. When we pop off with Jay, he's going to go over to another table, sign autographs, take photos, things like that. So if you're in the area, certainly stop by, and we'd love to see you. And Jay would love to meet you. We love doing these Soccer Soak Showcase programs. So, again, Hot Shots in Wentzville. We'll take a break, and we've got more coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We are continuing. It is the City SC Soccer Showcase broadcasting live right now from Hot Shots in Wentzville. We'd love for you to come on out here. Sometimes, depending on where we're at, we'll hear from people say, you know what, you don't come out to my area. Well, if you're from the western part of our St. Louis metro area, here we are. We are in Wentzville, and we'd love for you to join us alongside of Jen Cease. I'm Matt Pauly. Jay Reed is here as well. Do you get the opportunity to get out and about and explore St. Louis beyond the downtown region?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I'm a fan of Central West End, okay. I gotta say. Forest Park, I really like. I like Brentwood area as well. You know, a couple good spots to go to.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And here you are in Wentzville today?
Here I am in Wentzville. First time.
Way the other way, man.
First time in Wentzville.
I hate to tell you, but it's on the way to our rival, Sporting Kansas City.
You know, I saw Casey
but you stopped,
sign.
You stopped fast enough. It's good.
I saw Casey sign. I was about to turn around. I was like, where are they leading me
where
to now?
Where are they going? So we want to go back, of course. I want to talk about some fun things about your high school days in college, but we were talking a little bit off air, and I asked you the question of just finding out. I was surprised to find out Edward Leuven's really more his personal, what he likes to watch in playing soccer is the free-flowing game, less tactical. And your style, like if you're sitting down, you're like, I've got these 2 hours, I'm going to sit and I want to watch the best game. What are you seeing, whoever teams it are? I don't know if you want to throw out team names, but what are you seeing?
So me, I wouldn't say that I have one specific team that, you know, I have to support, but I'm a fan of good football. You know, I like teams that have very flashy, fast, skillful wingers, you know, who aren't afraid
from
to go...
From a winger.
You know,
I love it.
Who aren't afraid to go 1v1 and express themselves. Like, I've got to say, you know, Lamine Yamal right now, you know, look what he's doing. I'm a fan of that type of play, you know. He kind of resembles the old Neymar, you know. I like watching Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo, Luis Diaz, you know. So it's just, that's kind of... I realize for me, that is my style of play. Even when I play FIFA, that's...
That's
what I mean. I just, you know, spam skill moves. That's what I do.
Do you know, like, talk about 1v1, when you get those opportunities,
yeah.
How long do, like, there's different things you can do in that moment. Do you kind of have an idea going in, or is it just a feeling in that second?
So I think I noticed for me, when I operate best in 1v1 situations, it's purely instinctual. You know, I just have to trust my instincts. In the moment, I can't really think too much. But, yeah, I have to just do what comes to mind in that moment.
That's awesome. Let's go back in time then. I know when I first talked to you, we talked a little bit about your college play. But before that, you talked about having some interesting high school play. And I say this because right now in St. Louis and Missouri, high school boys are trying, and this is tryout week for all high schools here in St. Louis and Missouri. So if you're listening or coming home from tryouts, what was your high school story like?
So my high school route was a bit different. You know, I remember being a young freshman, and I really wanted to play soccer for my school because I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll be cool. I'll be cool if I play soccer for this school, and, you know, people know who I am. They know how I play. So, you know, I was excited to do that. And luckily for me, a guy who played on my team for New York Red Bulls also went to my high school. So
you take him on?
Plenty of times of training. But, yeah, so I remember one Red Bull practice, he went to the coach, and he asked the coach, hey, coach, is it cool if I try out for, you know, for my high school team? And the coach got really mad and was like, you know, no, you can't. So, you know, he shut him down right there. And I knew that if I was going to play academy ball with the New York Red Bulls, then I wouldn't be able to play high school soccer. So the way how my high school journey looked was I'd get to school at around 7 a.m. and I'd leave around 2 o'clock. And as soon as dismissal came, my grandfather was already outside waiting to carry me home for me to get changed, to carry me to a certain location so that I can carpool to get to Red Bulls. Because I lived in New York, Long Island, wow. New York. And the commute to New Jersey, it's New York Red Bulls, but they're located in Jersey. The commute was about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how bad the traffic was.
One way, you're saying.
One way, oh. Yes. And the traffic was always really,
Matt's
really
passing
bad.
Out at the moment.
So you never slept.
I barely slept in that.
In honestly, a car.
Slept in the car and napped every single time in the car. So after dismissal, I'm headed home right away. I can't even hang with friends from school, you know. I sacrificed. I'm getting to training about 2 hours early because I'm commuting with players from younger age groups.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and we're all trying to beat the traffic and we never want to be late. So we're getting to trainings an hour early. So now I'm getting to their training an hour early, then I have to wait for their training 2 hours. For my training, which is 2 hours, then after my training is done, I head home. I probably get home at about 11:30, and that's when I can start my homework. And I had to repeat that for about 6 out of 7 days of the week.
Wow.
It was a real sacrifice.
Big part of that story is your grandfather.
My grandfather, yeah. Man. And even my parents, because my parents had to sometimes switch. You know, okay, my dad has to take all the kids this day, and then yeah. My mom takes all the kids this day. And,
carpooling.
You know, carpool, you know. It wasn't an easy journey, but, you know, brought us here, and sacrifice definitely paid off. So for all the kids out there, I definitely got to say, you know, if you're battling between whether you should sacrifice for what you want or take the easy route, I'd probably say sacrifice, because at the end of the day, you know, it'll pay off.
And say thank you to your parents.
And thank you to mom and dad if you're watching. Big thank you to you guys.
The other kind of unique part about your story is the fact that you went into an academy, then went and played college soccer at UConn, and then went back in after that and was all done with Red Bulls. A lot of times you think about kids going to the academy and they're there. There's no college, there's no anything. What led you to the choices that you made to go to college and step away from the academy?
So I'm actually glad I told you guys my high school story, because, you know, after all that sacrifice, it wasn't easy on me as a young teenager. You know, I remember my friends. I was like, you know, we all used to chill, you know, before Red Bulls. And as I was on Red Bulls and as I was sacrificing, I saw my friends all having fun, you know. So it was tough for me because I always wanted to hang with my friends, but I knew that I had to, you know, prioritize. I had to go to soccer, and I had to do this day in, day out. So my senior year comes, and, you know, UConn, they were interested in me. And I was like, wow, UConn is, you know, that would be a good school to go to, you know. And as UConn had interest in me, Red Bulls, too, also wanted me to sign a USL contract.
How old were you at this time?
I was probably about 18.
Okay.
I was 18. So that would be like a second team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they wanted me to
so
sign
college
for a second
or pro
so
second team.
College or pro
second
team.
Second league, yeah.
So, you know, when I weighed the pros and the cons, I'm like, okay, you know what? I definitely want to be a professional, but, you know, I think at that moment right there, I probably didn't have that belief in myself to be able to, you know, it was too big of a risk for me to take at that moment, you know. So I'm like, you know what? After having sacrificed so much, I want to go to college. I want to see the college life. I want to play soccer for my school. You know what I mean? While earning
that
a good education.
That you didn't
education,
get to do
that
in
I didn't
school,
get to do.
Right.
While earning a good education. So, you know, I went with the college route. And, you know, my parents, they were like, go to school, get your degree. Go to school, get your degree. You know how parents are, you know. They're always looking out for me. So, after weighing the pros and the cons, I chose the college route. You know, I chose the college route. And it paid off.
Caught up on my sleep.
Caught up on my fun.
You know, you said too, though, in that experience, yeah. And I think this is more so on the men's side. It might be changing as the women's game grows, but on the men's side, you guys tend to face a lot of overseas competition. You were 18 years old, and I think you were telling me you were facing up against 22, 23, 24 year old international players. So you're facing stiff competition in college.
It's very good competition. I remember. Being the young freshman, and I'm coming in, and I'm playing 23-year-old guys from Germany, you know, 23-year-old guys from Senegal. And the thing is, some of these guys are very, very talented, but they just went under the radar. And, it's harder for things to work out overseas, for sure, you know. So these are all very, very good players who are coming to the U.S. because things didn't work out overseas.
Right.
And they're all experienced. They're in their older years, and, you know, and I feel like they provided a lot of, you know, a lot of knowledge, a lot of expertise for me to just, you know, watch what they do and try to emulate it.
Final thing for you, we'll be joined by Jay Reed from City SC. When you came here to St. Louis, you started with City 2 and then moved up. You went through the full development program with Red Bull. As you compare the two, what was the same? What was different? What did you like better? How did it look different between the way things were done in New York and the way things are done here?
So I think I think things are done very similarly between both organizations. Even the style of play is very similar because they're both pressing styles. You know, both pressing styles. So that's kind of what made me come to St. Louis as well. You know, it's a style that I just played the year before, and I knew that I'd be able to transition quickly if I was to make the move here. But I've got to say that the City staff, you know, especially, you know, the coaches who aren't even here anymore.
Bobby Murphy, man. Rich move from 2 to 1.
Yeah. You know, a big shout out to Coach Bobby Murphy and Chris Duvall, because I remember last year, man, they really helped me out a lot. You know, film sessions every week. They always gave me the information I needed to be a better version of myself, you know, whether that be on the field or off the field, you know. In many ways, Coach Bobby was almost like a second father. You know, he kind of acted that role for me. You know, he always called me knucklehead, things like that. You know, he really looked out for me. And that's along with a lot of other guys in the building. You know, Coach John Hackworth, who's now the City 2 coach on a very good run, he helped me out a lot when he took over last year as well. You know, and this year, David Christian and Bajir are also helping out a lot as well. So.
You know, you don't let Hack tell your kid what to practice inside your house, because then your kid breaks stuff. And John Hackworth is responsible for several things in my house being broken by my son. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. Sound good? Is that right?
Have you sent him the invoice?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Jay, this was a lot of fun. Again, for folks listening, if you want to meet Jay, get a photo, get autograph, all that, we are at Hot Shots in Wentzville. Would love for you to stop by. Jay's going to be hanging out for a bit, meeting folks that are here. So really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
That is City SC's Jay Reed. We appreciate him being with us today. We are going to take a break. Dale Shilley's going to join us coming up in just a moment. We'll get his thoughts on the way City's playing right now, coming off arguably their best performance of the season. We've got more from Hot Shots in Wentzville coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the City SC Soccer Showcase, part of a Graybar Sports Open Line. We'll do soccer for another 20 minutes or so. Then starting the 7 o'clock hour, we'll kind of go back to being more of a normal Sports Open Line, but we will continue to broadcast live from Hot Shots in Wentzville. We just had Jay Reed from City SC on, and he is here signing autographs and taking photos. So if you're looking for something to do, come out, have yourself a Michelob Ultra, get an autograph from Jay, and you're going to have a good night. As mentioned, alongside Jen Cease, I'm Matt Pauly, and right now we are joined by Dale Schilly, who does just about everything now for the City SC.
He's looking for more jobs, just so everybody knows.
the things he does no longer fits on a single business card. So if anybody even has business cards anymore. But Dale, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
Yeah, I have business cards.
They are full.
They are full, yeah. So I'm good. I'm good, man.
Thank you. Thanks so much. So this performance this past weekend, I'm going out on a limb when I say it's their best performance of the year. What clicked for them where they looked really, really good?
Well, I would say it's been coming along. So let's go back to the Minnesota game, which was the game before Aston Villa, the last MLS game. We had a good 60-minute stint there, and then we kind of fell off. So the fitness levels dropped, we made some changes, and we got punished. We were able to put 75 minutes together, I thought, of good stuff against Nashville. So let's just, you know, I think the first thing is we're starting to get healthy. And the guys are getting more fit, the guys that are coming back from injury, and that helps a lot. I mean, just allows you to hang in there longer, to do more of the game plan. I mean, at some point when you run out of gas, you run out of gas. So I would say that's a big one. I just think in general, we did a really good job of stopping Nashville's transition. They are, you know, with Sam Surridge up front and Hani Mukhtar, two really good attacking players, combined for 29 goals over the course of the year, and we kept them out of the counter. They didn't get out on the break, and we did a good job of bottling up their possession and their transition and force them to knock the ball around and keep it to try to figure out how to get chances, and that's not what they're good at.
When you talked about the fitness and the changes that were made that led to everything, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, I would say just in general. So You know, there are a lot of injuries, and you know, it's been documented and written about and spoke about in social media and whatnot, just the number of injuries that the team has had. And just in general, we've given up a lot of goals after the 75th minute. We've made, and I don't know this for sure, but I would guess we're pretty close to leading the league and giving up goals after the 75th minute. So just looking at the guys, their fitness levels are getting higher. And Critch has talked about how the players are able to sustain a high level of training and a high level of intensity for a longer period of time now than what they were when he came in the end of May, 1st of June. So it looks different. The guys look like they're capable of running for longer periods of time. And look, no matter how you break down the game, you have to be able to run. And you have to be able to run, and you have to be willing to run. And we look more like that now than we did earlier in the season.
You know, it, of course, it goes without saying that not only do the injuries, people getting better help, we've got three new players who've started to make a pretty good impact right away, from Sangvin getting a goal. I don't think his air game is his particular game, but he got one in nonetheless. Devin Pedelford, who will be our next City player profile. It was really a joy to talk to him. Fun to watch him work that left flank and really get gritty there. And then, of course, Falu Fall, he was just in the press conference today speaking about how, you know, he hopes to find his stride in the MLS. It feels a little bit like last year in terms of the new players coming in or adding some new life, for sure.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, just the different dimension that they bring. Pedelford really gets up and down the flank, and he's willing to take risks in the final third of the field to provide service. He looks more than adequate on the defending side. Falu looks very good in the air. Box defending looks very good in individual defending. He'll catch his stride on the attacking side. You have to recognize and understand that he hasn't played a game since May, and now we're asking him to jump straight away into an MLS game that's a higher level than what he was playing in Norway, and be good on the ball. So he's good on the defending side. He'll get better on the ball as he gets a rhythm. And then I think, you know, Sangbin is the one that's really interesting. What he offers in terms of the ability to run behind, the ability to speed up and down a flank and run behind people, is now a guy that the opposition has to mark his name on the whiteboard when they're talking about players to watch that have special qualities. And he's got some unique qualities that the other team now has to talk about, making sure they drop off when they see a long ball coming, center back providing cover for their outside backs. Because Sangbin can get behind him in a heartbeat and score a goal. Yeah. So, yeah, three good additions. They're helpful.
Dale, in some ways, we're seeing kind of a repeat of what happened last year. There's a coaching change, then the transfer window, and a bunch of players come in, and the play gets better, and then the results get better, and you go into the offseason, and it feels like there was a little bit of momentum. Obviously, from the momentum from last year to this year, did not continue on. Let's hypothetically say that this good run of play does continue over the next couple months, and the team goes in the offseason feeling like there's momentum. What has to happen to make sure that it's not a repeat of this year, where that is able to be taken into next season?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great question, because you can look at different case studies across the league of teams that let coaches go and then went in a couple different paths with how they backfilled or, you know, selected a new coach and what they did with their program. So if you look at Nashville a year ago was in 11th place, and they fired their coach. I don't remember what his name was, Gary Smith. And then they hired BJ Callahan in late July and gave BJ the reins, and BJ then made the soccer decisions along with sporting director Mike Jacobs to organize and sort the team out for the next year. And they've had success. Look, they're in, third or fourth place now in the Eastern Conference, and having a much different year than they did a year ago. That's one way. Then Greg Berhalter would be the other side in the Chicago Fire. Chicago Fire, who we play this weekend, Greg Berhalter was named as a coach, but he didn't come in and take over the team until after the season was over with. And then he, you know, helped gear the, or guide the team through the off season and into the year, you know, and got things, you know, move players around and that sort of thing after the season was over with. So I think the question or the answer is, and I'm not sure, you know, when it happens, but at some point making a decision as to, all right, who's going to be the head coach next year? Is it Critch? Is it somebody else? What's the, what are we going to do? And then let's start having a clear path and a clear message as to where we're going next and how we're going to get there, or at least who's, who's taking the reins on that. And, you know, I think that's the big one is, you know, how are you going to keep that continuity for that head coach whenever he gets named? I don't know that there's a right answer to it, but at some point, you know, we have to know who that is, and that person has to take over and run with it in a permanent way.
He is Dale Shilley, part of the Academy, part of City 2, part of the City Broadcast. He does a bunch of stuff. Dale, thanks. Thank you so much for taking the time with us, and we'll talk to you again real soon down the line.
Thank you.
Very good. That's
he
Dale
does
Shilley.
A bunch of stuff.
He
is
does a bunch
official?
Of stuff, yeah. A bunch of stuff guy,
bunch
Dale
stuff.
Shilley. Yeah, bunch of stuff. That's Dale Shilley. We'll take a break. We are again live at Hot Shots in Wentzville. You can stop on by. You can meet Jay Reed from City SC. He is signing autographs. He's taking pictures. He's available for you. Have yourself a Michelob Ultra while you're here. Get yourself some food as well. One more break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this first hour of the program right here on KMOX. We are live at Hot Shots Wentzville. That's Jen Cease. I'm Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today. We just had Jay Reed from City SC on for a while. And, you know, maybe parents picking up kids from soccer.
I see logos I know on the youth soccer scene.
What's up? What you said Rush is
this
out
is
here?
This is Mizziag. Okay. I can right in front of us talking to Jay Reed right now. So if you're out in this part of town and you're a soccer parent, you know, on the club scene, this is typically Missouri Rush country. So okay. You're going to have a lot of Missouri Rush kids probably coming home from really first real serious practices of the season.
So here's the plan. You're getting in your car.
That's right.
You're trying to figure out what you're going to make at home for dinner.
Don't do it.
Don't do that.
No.
Just come to Hot Shots in Wentzville. Come meet Jay. Come get an autograph. Come get a photo. For parents, drink. Get the Michelob Ultra. You probably need it. And then have something good to eat as well.
That's right. And then have no dishes to do. Done.
Done.
Sounds like a good plan.
I'm a parent. I know about
that. You know.
Man, I could really use a Michelob Ultra
and
right
it's
now.
And it's better. I'm sorry for a local. It's better than your concession stand. Just come here.
Yes. So there you go. We are here, and he's going to be here for a while signing autographs. When we wrap up the soccer part of the show here at the end of this hour, we'll do kind of normal sports open line during the 7 o'clock hour. I love doing these.
Said normal.
Like what we do. Normal in the sense of how it normally sounds.
Quite. I got to talk soccer for an hour, Jen.
I'm never normal. I mean, look at you. Just listen to me. You realize I am anything but normal.
We're a good pair.
But how it sounds in terms of a lot more Cardinal baseball.
The huge,
yes,
the kids would say. The huge.
Okay, so that's what's going to be coming up at 7 o'clock. I haven't gotten your thought that performance this past weekend for
it was
refreshing. Like that's the word. It was so refreshing because we have just been knocked over the head with not good soccer, to be perfectly honest, and it turned a little bit.
Yeah, you got to see, I think, a nice blend of the little bit of City's first season where you press and you press hard. You got to see it. Then you got to see some smarter defense where even in City's first season, it wasn't unusual to automatically get turned over and be scored on. So I like that balance of knowing that the team's going to have confidence to go forward and knowing also they've got defense top of mind so we're not just bleeding a goal right afterwards.
And one of my big questions about this team has been, will they have the ability to have both a good offensive and good defensive effort in the same game? And bluntly, we hadn't seen that. And
no.
It felt like we saw that a little bit this past weekend.
Yeah, and more sustained. Just like Dale got done talking about, Jay talked about a little earlier, for a more sustained period of time, you want to, of course, see. I think it's going to be a long time before we ever hear Roman Berkey truly give the team a compliment for a complete game. I think his standards are pretty high, but I think that probably came the closest to being there that he could get. He's got
refreshing.
High standards.
Yeah, but you know what's good? You want to have, and you have to have a player who plays at a high
That's
level
right.
who can say those things, and it's him. But I was just I think it was Post-Dispatch, I read it somewhere where he's already talking about how he wants to stick here. He doesn't want to go back and play in Europe. So he's bought in. He's all in on this. So when you hear that, this is not a guy who's yelling at his teammates for a year and then he's going to bounce to get right to a better opportunity. He wants to be here and be part of this.
That's right. Yeah, and be part. He was one of the originals. He was before there was a City 1 team, there was a City 2, and he was a part of that whole thing. So when you think about OGs in the program, Roman's one of them.
Yeah, you think about Jay and just the way he's been able to go from City 2. And he got developed by another program and then came in here. He made a good point about how, you know, Red Bull and City are similar. That's a lot with why Bradley Carnell was here.
That's right.
At first. But just to be able to see somebody like him take that progression, and it seems like that's happening a little bit more. The next step is for these guys to win at a higher level at the at the first team level.
Yeah, and consistently do that and consistently appear. Doesn't hurt, too, that you have a strong second team behind you, City 2, at their top of the MLS Next Pro standings. They're on, I think, 11-game or 12-game unbeaten streak. So it doesn't hurt when your second team behind you is another great place to be.
Jen, it's always fun to do these.
Hey, well, great time.
We've got two more of these,
two in
up.
September.
Yeah, so we'll be looking forward to that. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk a lot of baseball. Robert Murray, MLB Insider with Fansided, will join us. I know it's been a little while since the trade deadline, but we'll hear from him on his thoughts on that and a few other things across Major League Baseball. And then Post-Dispatch, STL Today columnist Lynn Worthy is going to join us as well. That's all going to be during the 7 o'clock hour, so you don't want to miss it. Again, we're at Hot Shots in Winsville. Jay Reed is here. Come on out here, meet him, autographs, photos, all that good food, Michelob Ultras. It's all out here at Hot Shots in Winsville on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.